Hey sis.
Hey sis.
I probably won't see you since Christmas Day.
I know. Has it been that long?
I actually need a weekly catch up. Like, tell them what you've been up to. You've been moving, you've everything.
There's been a lot going on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys, and welcome back to Tea and Toast.
Welcome back to the official launch of Tea and Toast. We hope you enjoyed the Christmas special.
Yeah, and then, yeah, new year, new podcast. I'm excited for this year.
Make sure you get us on our socials, guys. At Tea and Toast Pod. Make sure you follow us on our TikTok and Instagram because we have some exclusive clips, and of course we always show the best of our pod, even though it's all right. I know I slagged off your house aesthetic at Christmas, but I'm really loving this vibe for us.
Yeah, see, New Year, you want the nice calm tones. Yeah.
Exactly. Right, speaking of New Year, weekly catch up, what have you been up to? How did you spend New Year's? Obviously, I've not seen you. What have you been doing the last couple of days? Are you ready for the refresh?
Just been chilling. And then Richard's family, his mum and dad have come up for New Year. So I feel like it's still been quite full on for us, like still socialising. We've not really...
Yeah, they've literally just left today, right?
Yeah, we've not taken any of the Christmas decks down. And I like to be like a New Year. Fresh.
I had to take mine down the day after Boxing Day because of the move.
No.
And I was like upset about it, but honestly, like going into New Year with no Christmas decoration in sight is like so good.
It's such a fresh feeling, but no, stop. I was cracking up at one of your moving vlogs. You were like taking wardrobes down and packing the car, and then you were like, oh, we're just taking the Christmas tree down. I was like, I'm sorry, what in the earth is going on?
We had to move the Christmas tree out. And I was like, yeah, it's ridiculous. No, we were moving everything and then we had to literally take a full-on tree down.
No, but most people would, like, pack their whole house up, including the Christmas tree, before packing the van.
No, because everything, like, even wardrobes are downstairs and stuff before Christmas ready to go in the van for when we rented the van. But obviously, I wanted to have the tree until it was time to take it down.
No, I get it, but it was just so funny. Like, you were just then, like... And then it was just like Yannick taking a bauble off a train.
After we just filled a van. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so we've not done that much. Oh, we bought a car.
I know you bought a car.
Big
star. Just turned up on the drive. I was like, what is this sports car doing on here?
Yeah.
How, why, where, when? I actually turned up today not knowing you bought a car. And I was like, whose car is this?
We literally just bought a car yesterday. We need a new
so
car.
So rogue.
I know. We really like, you know, obviously we quite like cars, don't we? And we needed a new car. And we just wanted a bit of something sporty, so...
When you say we, are you talking about...
Me and Richard.
I was going to say, because I like Range Rovers.
Oh yeah, no, not you, me and Richard.
And like, that's about it.
Yeah, no, we... yeah, so we've got a two-seater, like, old... Not old, well, he's old, but not, like, vintage. Like, 2004 Porsche.
It looks great, but that means nothing to me.
Yeah, I mean, it means somewhat something to me, but I think it just looks...
It looks nice.
Sexy. Sexy looking car.
It is a sexy looking car, but like, the only thing I did think, not to be neg.
Here we go.
Where's Biscuit going? It's like two-seater.
Yeah, but he just sits on my lap in the normal car. Never mind on the two-seater car. Okay. So we did that yesterday.
I mean, that's news.
What was funny, we...
That is really like New Year... New car.
But we had like a big thing. We were like, right, January, let's not do any unnecessary spending. 2nd January, new car. Which it's not necessary because we need a new car. But it was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yes, it's expense.
Yeah.
How did you spend New Year's? I actually don't know.
We went for an Indian. It was actually really lovely. Just a local one. And then...
Which one?
Jinnah.
Oh, I've not been there in years. Mum and Dad say it's getting better. Well, it's good now.
No, I really highly rate it. You know, I quite...
Ellie's a bit of a food snob, let's just put that out there.
No, I'm not a food snob. I'm just saying, I like, I would always pick an Indian, like when we used to go for my, like, family birthday or whatever, I always pick Indian.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm not a food snob.
You were a little bit of a food snob when you moved down to London. I think now you've moved back up.
I think the thing
is, I'm getting sushi here.
Well, sushi is actually exceptional, but you don't really get good sushi places up. Well, no, not in comparison to London. The thing is, in London, you just have a lot of choice, so you can be a snob because you could just go next door and get something better.
Fair. Okay, sweet. And then you had Mum and Dad around New Year's
Day. Oh, yeah, New Year's Day.
I've not done a lot.
Day, we have both sets of parents here. We did a roast dinner. We did drinks, games, trivial.
You really are living that adult life. I met both sets of parents here.
We did a cheese board and played Trivial Pursuit. Do are we?
Yeah. You're the younger sister.
I know.
And sometimes I feel like you're the old soul and I'm like, but I don't know whether I'm just a young soul or whether I'm that cringy person that's trying to hold on to the age of 21 and needs to accept the fact that she's 27.
No, I don't think you are cringy. I think I've always been, like, not boring, but, like...
an older soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Day was nice.
I kind of think that's nice, though, that you've, like, literally till, what, a few hours ago when Richard's mum and dad left, you've had Christmas go till today.
Yeah. No, it has been nice, and it's been completely, like, we've not... there's been no expectation to do anything.
Likewise.
Yes. Me and Richard's mum got our hair done yesterday, which
stunning. Yeah. It does look gorgeous. Thanks. Everyone watching on YouTube.
It's been a nice refresh. I've not had it dark.
I'm actually thinking, new year, new me, getting rid of the money piece.
I think I'm not.
You know what?
I'm over it.
You know what it is?
Sorry.
Last time I had the money piece, it was like ice white blonde, and I loved that vibe. And then when I got the money piece this year, well, not this year anymore. In 2024, when I got the money piece last year, it was never supposed to be blonde. I got it done an ashy brown, but after two washes, that disappears and it's yellow bleach. And she did tell me I needed blue shampoo, which of course I never tried.
No, but like I'm actually looking now and...
yeah, I think it's just time to go. When, obviously, at the end of the year, you do all of your, like, 2024 posts, go for all my videos, pictures, post on Instagram and all that. There was a time last year where I was just fully brown. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That looks good. Miss it. So I think I'm going to go brown all over, dye my extensions as well to just a good, maybe your colour, maybe slightly lighter.
Oh, really? I think mine's not as dark as
It's not as dark as you used to, and I think that looks better because it washed out before.
Yeah, I mean, I still think I look a little bit pale now, but I'll get used to it because it was a lot of different colours before.
Well, that's why I think I will just go that slightly bit lighter because when you're wearing no makeup and, like, on your rubbish days and you look in the mirror and think, oh my God, what am I?
It's a bit like being ghastly.
Yeah, ghastly.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah, Casper, all right, calm down.
Yeah, what in the Casper goes to go on here?
Yeah, so FYI, I am going to do a hair change and it will be similar to
so what you're saying is I've influenced you.
No.
Tables of ten.
No, honey. but yeah, that sounds like a really good little
like, tell me you've been moving. I mean, those that know, this girl can't stay more than one place for 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
No, we were just saying as we were setting up the podcast, like, because I was like, oh, I'm just so jealous of this, like, new unit you've got. Ellie and Richard have just got, like, a brand new unit that looks amazing. And I was like, oh, I'm just not there yet. But then I was like, I never really let myself get there because I'm in a new house every...
No, you get to the point where you would get there and you decide to get somewhere else.
Just love moving.
Mentally and physically. You're just constantly...
I've had a lot of mirrors.
...on to the new... It's too much. I think
I think TikTok's going wild and I do need to do an explanation of why I'm moving out of my house and this and that, which I will put on my own channels, but obviously you guys on the pod can get the tea. But yeah, what I will say is next year and any year thereafter, I'm never moving at Christmas again. Now it's the new year, I'm so glad, like, I'm just in the new house for the new year and I'm buzzing about it. But when it was the 27th of December and we started a 4-day move and everyone else was enjoying Christmas, eating chocolate, watching films.
Yeah, that's the period where everyone just does nothing. Yeah. And you were packing a bag.
Yeah, I was just like, why have we done this? But basically, obviously me and Yannick bought separately.
Yeah.
But it was too soon in our relationship to be like, let's move in together.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the first year, but you were both at that point where you wanted to start, right?
Yeah, so he already had an offer in when we were dating. And I wasn't there yet even thinking about moving. But then after we'd been dating like a few months and it got made official and it was the new year and my lease was coming up, I just thought, why am I actually paying rent? I probably should invest it in a property. So obviously got my own house.
Yeah.
And then it was inevitable. Even when we were buying and moving in, we said, like, well, one of us is going to end up moving.
Yeah, naturally, it's how a relationship goes, isn't it? So you want to move in together.
Yeah, so basically it got to the point where I wanted to start making my house a home. He wanted to start making his house a home. But we were like, why would we put money into, like, why am I going to, like, do what my house add loads about? Well, not even the value thing, but just, like, make it look amazing, put money into it to then move out, or vice versa. Why would you put money in to move out? So, like, we need to just decide where we're moving
and then move. Otherwise, it kind of puts both on hold, and you're not...
Exactly, and I was just like, I feel like I am finally at that point where I can make a house a home. So I just want to just know where I'm living.
Yeah.
And get excited about making that space a home. So we decided Yannick's. It's just, and a lot of controversy as well about why not mine. But honestly, guys, it just costs less to run a flat. And
yeah. And they're quite similar spaces, aren't they?
Yeah. The thing is, everyone's like, oh, a house and a flat. But genuinely, like, Yannick's and mine were both good sized doubles.
Yeah.
The flat isn't necessarily smaller. I know, obviously, it's like not the upstairs, downstairs. But it's a really nice, like, open plan living, and the bathroom's a nice size. It has the bath and the shower. And, yeah, like, we have moved, obviously, everything into my content room now. I actually think, yeah, there's definitely going to be stuff about the house that I miss, but I actually think I'm going to prefer the content room. It's wood flooring.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, I'm just so grateful I don't have that carpet anymore. I hated the carpet.
The thing is about your moves is that you have to move the content room every time.
That
pushes me over the edge.
Yeah, that, you know what? It was actually a weirdly fun move because we were doing it together and we were excited about living together. But yeah, Yannick was just like, because he moved all my wardrobes from the flat to the house as well. And he was just like, I can't believe I've taken these wardrobes down again. And we're moving them and putting them up again. And I was just like, I don't even know if these wardrobes could survive another move. But it's not on my 2025 bingo card to move again. So no. Let's just stay put.
Yeah, can we have no moves in 2025?
Please.
What I enjoyed, actually, and Sophie said this, is that none of us offered to help you.
I think they were just at the point of, like, we're not helping this girl move house again.
I think it just didn't even cross my mind, to be honest. I've helped you with your other move.
Yeah, Sophie was like, I've helped you with too many moves in your life. I have moved a lot.
I think my brain just didn't even think to offer this
time. Well, to be fair, we hired a van, and between me and Yannick, because I actually don't think it was as bad as the flat to the house move, because not all the furniture was going.
Yeah.
Because Yannick has a lot of furniture, so we sold a lot of the furniture from that thing. Yeah, we've only got my bed left to sell.
Oh, that's good.
And then, obviously, some things came that I didn't want to get rid of. But so, basically, the biggest bit was moving my content room, because all of that room needed to come. So, yeah, moved, and then had New Year's Eve. You know what we ended up doing?
Don't
we? So, we went to Leeds. We went for an Indian too. Mm. Me and Yannick went with our mum, dad, and other sister and her husband, because you were spending it with Rachel's family. So, we all spent it together. Which, it was my first New Year's Eve, probably since I was, like, 18, that wasn't out.
Yeah. Like,
doing something with friends, like, but it just didn't work out.
Oh, it's turning into an old soul, really.
No, it just didn't work out with my friends this year, because everyone was busy doing things. And then, basically, it was mine and Yannick's first year anniversary on New Year's Day, so I didn't want to ruin that, because it was just going to be a special one, because it's the first one, so I didn't want to get hung over for it. So, we went for an Indian, gorgeous food, but you know what we ended up doing? We went to Leeds Casino.
Before we went
for the meal, me and Yannick, and we just put a tenner on the movie. And then we had 15 quid, and Yannick wanted to cash out, because he's very sensible.
Yeah, that would be great.
We've been at the table for 5 minutes. I was like, if we've got 15 quid in 5 minutes, let's just go for another, you know, 5 minutes at least. Because I was like, it's more, I wanted the time on the table.
Yeah, otherwise you'd have been there like 2 minutes.
Yes. And then lost it. And Yannick was like, I wish we'd have cashed out at the 15. So yeah, then we had the Indian, was gorgeous. Made it back in time for the fireworks on TV. And the fireworks were stunning this year.
I love watching fireworks.
I want to do it in person one year, but do you even get the music?
I don't know how it works.
I don't know whether it would be, when you see it on TV, think I'd want to be there, but actually being there for hours in the cold would want to be there.
Because, like, on the TV, you get all the angles and everything.
Yeah, you get it all. Yeah. So, no, I probably wouldn't. I was in a warm house, so probably not. But, yeah, and then it was our anniversary.
What did you do?
So, we went for a rainy, Manchester walk.
But a rainy walk just doesn't sound very you.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't look out the window before.
Oh, okay.
Then when we
sound very you.
So then when we got there and I was like, well, even when we walked out of the flat, I was like, can we cancel this walk? But I was like, no, like, we've psyched up. New Year's Day walk, anniversary walk. So got there. Yannick's wearing, this just sums me and Yannick up. I'm wearing suede UGG boots and it is so wet and muddy. And like massive puddles flooding all the paths. I don't know when the rain happened.
No, it was really bad. Our garden flooded.
Again, that's me that didn't even know it was raining.
Yeah.
And then Yannick was wearing brand new white trainers.
Oh,
so we just looked at each other and was like, should we just walk around the streets instead of the park? So we just...
No, stop.
So we just walked around. There's really nice houses around there.
So
we were like looking at all the nice big houses. Okay. I was like, that will one day be yours. It then went to the supermarket. Came back with like flowers and like wrote me because basically I think I requested this.
You think
because it's me?
Oh, you know you did.
No, I requested this.
We listen and we don't judge.
I was just like, I never get like words of affirmation like from you, and like you never speak. You're not like the most emotional person. Like he's really nice to me all the time, but you know when you just want like that speech. I was like, on our anniversary, can you just like...
I feel like your love language is every time. You are...
Sophie said this.
Oh, did she?
She was like, you have every love language. And I was like, I do.
You are the affirmations, the presents.
The acts of service.
Yeah, that's...
I see gifts is like last on the list, but...
Still like it though. Like the flowers. You always want flowers.
Yeah, I do.
And you're quite... You're not a very huggy person, I'd say, with me, but like with Yannick, you are.
Affectionate, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like you need every love language. You are high maintenance girl.
But I'm not, because I give all the love languages. So you give what you receive. Well, receive what you give. Whatever.
Get what you give.
Get what you give.
I don't know.
Whatever. So he said some nice words, which was really cute. Wow. And then got ready, we went to Compound.
Compound is like a, not a fest, it's like a day.
It's like a day.
No, not a gig. I am so old.
You're disgusting.
What is it? Like a music?
Yeah, it's like a day event.
Okay.
But it was like 6 till 11, so it wasn't even really a day. But,
it's not a day.
No, it was like evening event this time round. But it doesn't go anywhere. Anyway, it's like R&B, Afrobeat, hip-hop, old-school tunes. And we were proper vibing, having the best time ever. Yannick doesn't drink at all, but he had 3 ciders and got a bit tipsy, you know?
Oh,
and then we were feeling the love. It was so good. So, yeah, that was insane, chef's kiss.
That was a cracking
first anniversary.
And then you've been home shopping, which is such a nice thing to do together.
I actually think on next week's podcast, our recommendations section can definitely be some home shopping.
Yes.
I'm in my home shopping era.
I love a bit of home shopping. Oh, just before this, she was like, Where's that from?
I just love home shopping. So, yeah, on my 2025 bingo card, it's definitely stuff to do with black.
That was a big weekly catch up. We have
smashed the new year.
And now it's like actually the new year. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of new year, I know everyone talks about it, but New Year's resolutions.
Am I a yay or nay?
Yeah, let's talk about them. Give me your thoughts.
I am all for New Year's resolutions. What I'm not here for is when people are really feeling their New Year's resolutions era. They like push it onto other people. I'm like, have your New Year's resolutions, share them, shout them from the rooftop. I hope you stick to them.
Yeah.
But don't shove it down my face. Do you know, like, don't make me feel like I've got to do all your New Year's resolutions. Like, I've got my own, and some people are silent about their New Year's resolutions. I don't think as well, like, I get the whole other point of view is like, why does it have to be that day? But I am kind of a nostalgic person that does kind of like to see it as, oh, it's a reset, like, let's go again, especially after Christmas being such a relaxed time. Like, so I do find it motivating as a Kickstarter.
I think I'm definitely I enjoy the whole New Year refresh. Because especially this time of year, like, I'm not a winter
girly.
Like, don't get me wrong, Molly May probably influenced me to do anything, but she's not influenced me on winter yet. No. I don't get the winter-loving girlies.
I don't get that either. Like, I understand autumn, I'll get on board with it. And then Christmas, But like this January, February season, like my car was frozen over yesterday. It was minus 1 degrees. I'm not happy about it. I need gloves. My hands feel like frostbite.
I struggle. So then I like think I like New Year because it gives you that little boost at this time of year, which I think is nice.
I've been seeing all over social media the 75 hard thing, and that to me is too much. Like, fair play to the girlies, guys that are going to do it and stick to it. But I've been reading some people's and I just think, let's talk to you in 35 days.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually do this every single day? And I just think people reading, like, I've not read that and thought, oh, I feel bad about myself. But people reading that will think, oh, like, should I be doing this? And like, some you read and you just think, that's why, like, when I did my bingo card, I was like, no, let's be realistic. Because there's no point.
You want to be able to maintain it, otherwise, we're going to do it for 10 days and then we'll stop. So you need to, it's all about putting
smaller positive things in place. New Year's resolutions. I feel like say, I'm more of a goals, like, I like the new refresh. It's a, what do you want to achieve by the end of the year? And how are you going to action it?
Yeah.
And I think, like, compartmentalising it,
that was a big word.
With, it's actually more motivating for me.
Yeah.
And, like, doing quarter, I think what I want to do this year is, like, quarterly review. I don't just want to, like, oh, because it's New Year's, though, oh, I'll do 10K steps a day. I'm not going to do 10K steps a day. Fair play. Like, I understand, like, the people that really want to do 10K steps a day will do it. I know you did it last year.
Yeah.
But I just... No, my brain doesn't work like that. So me just going, right, I'm going to not drink. I'm going to cut out drinking completely. I'm going to do 10K steps a day. I'm going to drink 2 litres of water a day. And I'm going to... That would overwhelm me.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, well, no, let's just, like, start building. So I'm going to...
Yeah, let's put some foundations in for the year that I want ahead.
Yeah.
Rather than New Year's resolution, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. I do get, like, if there was a big thing that you wanted to give up or you wanted to make a huge change, I do think as, like, the human population, we like it to be, like, an end thing. You know, like, when we're like, we'll do it on Monday. But, yeah, I think I'm not against people wanting to, like, make positive change. I think that's a really good thing. But I think, like, the huge grind I'm making this New Year's resolution is a bit much.
Our little activity.
Yeah.
Like a wee.
Do you know what? I actually love this. Because last year we did vision boards, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And I do feel like this is just kind of a different way of doing a vision board.
Yeah, true. So I don't know if you've been seeing on like TikTok, Instagram, bingo cards, 2025 bingo cards. We've done our own and we thought we'd share them on the podcast. It might give you guys some inspo because sometimes I feel like you can struggle to come up with goals. Like when me and when I did this, I did struggle a little bit.
I did. I was doing it and I had a few blank spaces and Richard was like, you don't need to fill it all in now. And I was like, I don't think you get what it is.
For those watching on YouTube, these are our little bingo cards. I feel like you proper drew yours out.
I did.
Yeah, mine was printed.
Stuff so like that anyway.
We did 25 for 2025.
Yeah. I did like a bit of a mixture. So some like... work related, some fitness related.
Yeah, same, same. I think we'll just get straight into it.
Okay, let's go.
So I want to do a 5K run once a month.
Love that from you.
I did my first ever 5K run in December and it just, I'm not a runner, but it just made me feel good afterwards that I'd achieved it. And I just want to become like another one on here has become that gym girl. And I'm not saying I'm going to be like that gym girl this like within a year, and I don't even know if I'm ever gonna really enjoy the gym, but I just want to go regularly because it does make me feel good. So
yeah,
I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm gonna do a 5K run once a week and then feel like crap for not doing one once a week. But as long as I get one done once a month, I feel like that to me will just, I'll really enjoy taking that off because I'll hold myself accountable and I'll be like, okay, yeah, I did it.
Talk about 5Ks. I did quite a lot of running last year.
You did.
I ran a half marathon last year, which was on my vision board last year. I've been saying for ages that I want to do a sub 30 minute 5 kilometer because I've been doing a lot of running, but I'm not particularly fast runner.
Mm.
So that's something that I really want to
do. That's it.
That's like one of my realistic health.
Yeah. Vibes. Okay, speaking of the podcast, did you have anything for the podcast?
I've got quite a few for the podcast. I want to get, I did like a followers one, so get 10,000 followers for the podcast on Insta.
Beautiful.
And 20,000 followers for the podcast on TikTok.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
And then, but my main ones were getting ads for the podcast.
I put that on here. I was like, I would absolutely love to tick off this year, like growing this podcast and people actually paying us to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, getting ads for this would just be a dream.
And like the thought of enough people that actually want to listen to us.
Enough people
that would get to that point makes me feel like that feels like a really nice
beautiful thing.
Yeah, it does.
I also put in acting lessons on mine. I've been saying it for the last 3 years. And I'm actually going to do it this year.
Good, you should do it.
Because it's the year of delusion. I am good enough to act. I am a good actress.
Well, you are.
I know I am. I just get in my own head about it. And then obviously did start the process, got into acting lessons. Lockdown happened. Then TikTok happened. And it's just always been an excuse, or I'm always too busy, or like I don't prioritise spending money on acting lessons because they're not cheap. So, but this year is the year I am taking acting seriously.
Good. I think you have talked about wanting to be an actress, and I know people talk about it when they're young, but it's something that you've always wanted to do and be interested in. And how old are you now? 27.
Yeah.
Like, if that's still something on your mind at 27, like, you should do something about it.
Definitely. I have sister trip on mine.
I do as well. I have spa day underneath it, which I'm not against them two being like a combined thing.
Yeah. Stunning. Speaking of spa, I have 5 massages and 5 facials throughout the year.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's more like, I will get 5 massages.
And I will get 5 facials. I really want to be a facials girl.
Do you know what? I actually really want to go to face gym.
You mentioned this to me before. Yeah. And
have you seen it?
No, but ever since you've mentioned it, and every time I see something to do with face gym or a face exercise tool, or I always just think of you in this face gym thing, and I think, should we do it this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's meant to actually, like, it's not relaxing facial.
No, I know, but it's
like, obviously it's called face gym.
Okay, we need to do face gym this year, and then we can, like, discuss on the podcast whether it was
good or not. Yeah, what we think, if we'd recommend it or not. I really want to go to an F1 race. I know you can't relate, but...
I don't relate to you.
But, there's
Are so... Not?
Well, there's one in England, but it's at Silverstone. It's quite expensive, quite difficult to ticket. Whereas some of the
Dubai
ones, the Abu Dhabi one, do you know how expensive the Abu Dhabi one is?
Well, the one will be expensive.
Anyone wants to invite me to the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix? No, because some of the European ones are like cheaper, and it means you could do like a weekend European trip with Richard at the same time.
Well, to be fair, on just the basis of like holidays and trips and things, I did say I want to visit 3 countries.
Nice.
And I said I want to do affirmation. I really want to do affirmation this year. I didn't do it last year, but I did it the year before, and it was amazing. And I really want to do it with Yannick.
That's what I was going to say. I think Yannick would like to do that, would he?
Yeah, well, me more so.
Well, like, if you say, yeah, look, we're going.
I am, like, pretty much getting to the point of, like, no, we're going.
I want to book a wedding.
I know. I don't even know if our listeners know. So, Ellie's engaged. She was a 2024 fiancé.
We've changed our mind like a million times, but I want, like, at some point this year, I want to book a wedding.
We will have to do, like, a wedding episode when you're a bit further on.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I want to know what you're even thinking. I don't even know, because you've changed your mind that many times.
Yeah, give me a couple more.
Yeah, I'll roll off a few more. I really, and this is where my delusional state of mind is coming in. I'm not going to say I really want. I'm going to say it will happen.
What?
A brand to invite me to Coachella.
Okay, so I will go
to Coachella with a brand this year.
Lovely. Say it with chest.
I said it with chest, guys. I also want to learn how to cook 5 new dishes. I've never learned to make.
What?
Which I feel like in our family, everyone knows how to make, except me.
What?
Cheese sauce.
Do you know how to make a cheese sauce?
I like, do know the ingredients, but I probably would do it once and think, okay, I know how to make it, but I just haven't actually ever made one.
Shall I teach you?
You just got to keep stirring the milk and the cheese, like, all the time, haven't
you? Okay, right, tell me how you think you make cheese sauce.
It's flour, milk, and cheese in a pan.
No.
Oh.
Close.
For what, on butter?
Yes, butter. You missed the butter.
And there you go.
What do you have, what order do you put things in?
The flour and the butter.
Yeah.
And then the milk. And then you keep stirring, and then you add the cheese as you're stirring.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I wouldn't add all the milk at once, though. I'd do it.
No,
gradually.
Yeah, gradual.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I know how to do it. I've just never made one.
Yeah. Oh, I think you'll be able to do that.
Yes. Anyway. And then a couple more.
Oh, I've got loads of cookbooks. You could borrow some. Or I could just send you pictures of things that I think you'd like.
Like, I'm not a reader. But reading wasn't on my... All the girls...
Oh, mine is.
All the girls are filling those out. And then they were like, oh, read this many books. And they're like, everyone just looked at me and I was like, I'm not a reader. I am.
Lucy's like, listen to different podcasts.
I'm going to listen to different podcasts and audiobooks. But no, Invisalign I've put on there.
Oh.
Because
we spoke about it quite a bit before.
I just want to get rid of this overlapping front too.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, just so we don't go on forever, I really want to hit a million on TikTok.
You will.
I will hit a million on TikTok.
You will. I think this is the year for it. 100%. You've got this.
So. Okay. Let's round off with our recommendations. Because it's the new year, recommendations of things you do that make you feel good, make you feel motivated, positive. Like, just, it can be big, it can be just a really small little daily thing, because I feel like our listeners might just be in that zone of like refreshing and maybe looking for new habits.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear what other people do as well, just like small little things.
Yeah, actually, if any of our listeners have recommendations that make themselves feel good, like, get them in the comments, because we can always learn as well.
Yeah, I think I'll go first. One thing I did this year, which I really liked, was I had like a monthly goal, and it wasn't anything major,
yeah,
but it was something to kind of hold myself accountable for.
I love that.
For that month. And yeah, then if it was something that I stuck to, obviously, once you've done it for that many days, it can become a habit.
Yeah, it becomes a habit. I like that.
So it's a good way to sort of start habits and things, because initially you're just thinking, okay, it's a 30-day.
And it's a way for it to not be overwhelming as well. So yeah, I feel like, look, I just want to do 10K steps a day for 30 days.
That's what I did last January.
Okay.
And I did it.
A monthly goal.
Yeah, and then I had, like, to read so many books one month. If it was a month I knew, I maybe had the time to do that. And it does just give you those little snippets of things to keep going.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I love that. A recommendation from me would be, there's this podcast called The Mindset Mentor. And he literally just does daily. I think it's daily now. Hmm. But they're all just like 10 to 20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So like when you just get it in the shower.
Yeah.
So it's not taking up a long time of your day. And I don't listen to it every day. Like I said, it's more when I need that pick-me-up if I've woken up feeling a little bit less motivated that day. Like when I get in the shower, instead of putting my music on, I just think, oh, well, let me listen to one of his podcasts.
Yeah.
Because they're all different topics. So you can pick one that's relating to how you're feeling. So if you are feeling not motivated that day, it's like, my tips on how to feel motivated, or if you're just feeling a little bit lethargic, or you've been saying you're going to do something for ages and you're not, he's like, some of the titles of his things are like about getting up and doing it, so like 5 ways to actually do it rather than say you're going to do it. So he's really good. It's called The Mindset Mentor.
That sounds like a really good idea. So like you say, when you get in the shower, or when you're getting ready for the day, or
Just short little podcasts.
Because if you've got those like self-doubts or not motivation, it sounds cheesy, but it really does actually just pick you up.
Well, because yeah, even when he's talking, you're then just thinking about ways you would do it.
Yeah.
Because that's just what you do when you're listening to something. And then it's already, without realising it, snapping you out of that mood.
Yeah, and it helps you sort of rationalise your own thoughts.
Another silly one from me. Well, not silly, because it works. Genuinely, like, music is my therapy.
Mm.
If I'm ever feeling a little bit low, or I just need to pick me up, honestly, putting the Alexa on, whether I'm having a dance around the room or I'm just washing up to music, like,
yeah,
music instantly lifts me. So music for me is a big one.
Yeah, I actually love that one. I would like go in the kitchen and I'll just be like, yeah, play this song.
I have another one.
You go.
What? Little self-care nights. And I don't mean you've got to do the whole bloody shebang, the spa night, the this, that. Sometimes it can just be that I like a little win makes me feel good is that I exfoliated that day. You know, but like just little tasks, self-care tasks that you don't do all the time, or like I dermaplaned and my face just feels 10 times better, or like I plucked my eyebrows and I just feel 10 times better, because it's like then you feel better. So like once, I'd say maybe every 10 days when I start thinking, oh, I've not done enough self-care, like I'm feeling a little bit, like I've got to do something. I love like doing a face mask
with that as well, and it doesn't have to be like super deep, but if you live with someone, or even if you live by yourself, but it's, I'd probably say more if you've got a partner or a family, taking like a night a week for you.
Oh, 100%. I was about to say, like, sometimes just giving yourself that time to watch your Netflix show.
Yeah.
You can just be like, oh, like, yeah, I did something for me.
watch your things.
Yeah.
Like, just look after yourself a little bit. I'd say, because I think things that make me feel good is when, like, I don't feel overloaded and overwhelmed. Mm. What I quite like to do is maybe on, like, a Sunday, I'll plan my week in terms of, okay, I'm having this for dinner these nights. I might be needing to pop here these nights. I've got time to work out on that night. So then I'm not feeling getting to Friday.
Just make you feel better.
And thinking, oh, I didn't work out. Whereas if I'm on Sunday, I think, well, I'm not going to be able to do it Monday, Tuesday, so I'm going to do it Wednesday, Thursday. It just means that you feel
all less stressed. Yeah, 100%.
Rather than a week passing you by and you thinking, what have I actually done? But also getting yourself outside.
That is something I rarely do, but when I do get outside and then I feel better later and I think, why?
Yeah.
Because I'm like outside.
And I think having the dog, I can mention this it all the time, but having Biscuit makes me get outside.
Yeah, that's good.
But getting outside,
I want to get outside way more this year.
That makes me feel really great.
Yeah, definitely.
So I definitely think that's a good one.
Yeah, and lastly, let's end on this one.
Go on.
Because I feel like we're kind of similar on this. Like, I'm someone that's a lot more motivated when I have something I'm working towards, something to look forward to. So I'm not saying you've got to, like, book a holiday to look forward to every month, but it can be little things. So, like, I've been seeing a viral M&S cookie or something. I'm going to, like, go to the gym this week.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to get
the M&S Saturday, cookie. That's what I'm going
to do. Like, just little things to work towards. Like, I am someone, as like, if it is a holiday, I'm like, oh, well, only this many Monday to Fridays till I go. And it just helps motivate me, just having things to look forward to. So whether they're big or small, I do just think, like, treating yourself.
TM Toast Pod 1, how are you feeling?
I felt good. I feel so excited for the year. And, like, what's to come, the episodes, and how it's just going to grow.
I feel like I really needed this little session with you.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Up for the year now. I hope you guys that are listening, this has made you feel a little bit better about your year. Maybe it's got you thinking about some goals. We're so excited. We're going to be doing this every week.
Every week. So make sure you come along with us on the journey.
Come along with us, find out what we've been up to. We'll be doing recommendations every week, so if you have anything you want us to recommend, please get it in the comments.
And hopefully we'll start crossing off some of these 2025 bingo before we know it.
Exactly, and you know what should all be on your 2025 bingo cards?
Listen to the Toast Podcast.
So,
thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Make sure to catch us on our socials. We love you all.